As you were following along in the Torah reading, you can see in this particular parasha, there's an overwhelming display of emotion. Judah, one of Joseph's brothers, stands before him. He represents the remainder of the brothers. And what he asks Joseph to do is to grant mercy on the youngest brother, Benjamin. And what he says is that Jacob's favorite son used to be this man, Joseph, but that Joseph died at the hands of a wild beast, and now Benjamin is the favorite son. And so, as he's standing before Joseph, now you have to realize Joseph hasn't revealed himself yet as their brother, they're trying to explain why Benjamin is now the favorite. All of a sudden, we see Joseph do what? He bursts into tears. He orders all of the servants to go into their quarters. And it's then when he says, "I'm your brother. I'm Joseph." And then the statement, the question he says next, is one of the most perplexing in all of the Torah, according to our commentators. He asks the question, "How's my father? Is my father well?" The reason why that seems perplexing to the commentators is because you have to remember Joseph's position in Egypt. He is considered royalty, one of the greatest leaders of all time. And so really, at the touch of his fingertips, he could have said, "I want to send out hundreds of men to go find out how my father is." You have to realize Haran, where his father lived, was only 6 days away from where he was. And so even himself, he could have gone on a journey to find out, "How's Jacob?" But he doesn't. Nachmanides and Abravanel, two great biblical medieval commentators, suggest something very interesting. You see, we think that Jacob believes that his son is dead, right? What do the brothers do? They go up to Jacob and they say, "Your son's been killed by wild beasts." But the commentators suggest that Joseph thinks this can't be the case. His father, Jacob, is a wise man. And so if his brothers that are known as liars, as thieves, as scoundrels, come up to him with some kind of funny story about their brother being killed by a wild beast, Joseph doesn't buy it. Joseph thinks his father is smarter than that. And so for all these years, what Joseph actually thinks is what? My father doesn't love me. My father can't possibly care about me because he knows I'm alive. He can't believe my brothers. How could he? He knows that they're liars. He is the one who should have inquired after me. But that doesn't happen. And so days and months and years go by without the son looking for the father and without the father looking for the son. And now we're left with a very sad relationship in our hands, where we have Joseph crying out basically to God, revealing himself and his identity. Why? Because for the first time, he believes the fact that Jacob thinks his son is dead. When I was reading over these commentators and commentaries, I realized how sad it is because we know this case too well. How often in our own lives do we say, "I wish we knew the other side of the story"? When someone in our lives, perhaps a friend or a family member, forgets to call us back, and suddenly a day goes by, and a week goes by, a month, and we say to ourselves, "Gosh, they must not care about me." And even longer, maybe a year goes by, "I must have done something wrong. They must hate me. Or what did I do? They must be so angry." And we forget to ask ourselves the question, "I wonder what they think. I wonder if they think that I'm mad at them. I wonder if they think that Did I possibly do something wrong to anger her? Always two sides of the story, but sometimes we're too stuck in our own lives and in our own mindset to wonder, what's the other person asking? What questions are on their mind? Are they possibly asking the same questions that I am? So what happens between Joseph and Jacob? Years upon years go by, and the potential for a loving relationship is lost within the ashes. Will we let that same mistake happen in our own lives? Think to yourself, just for a moment, who's the person right now that you wish you would reach out to? In just a few days, we'll commemorate the secular New Year. And so I ask each and every one of us, whatever the situation is, whatever the problem, whatever it may be, let us put our ego to the side. Let the grudge fade away. Let us be the ones to reach out. Not like Jacob, not like Joseph. Let's not let time go by. Let's be the first to reach out. Shabbat Shalom.